You're in Orlando, Florida, behind the scenes in Orlando's post office. Next to you, a man and his machine are sorting letters at an incredible speed. The man is postal worker Tom McKinney.
As the letters come across in front of me, I have 0.2 seconds to read the zip code and 0.8 seconds to send it to its correct destination. This allows an operator to sort almost 3,000 letters in an hour.
High-speed letter sorting machines like this have been installed all over America. But their success depends on zip code.
We're handling a lot more mail than we used to. In fact, the Postal Service is handling 5 million more letters a day than last year. Without zip code, we have to take care of these letters by hand, and that slows down the whole system.
If you don't know a zip code, check your phone book. It has a zip code section. Or call your post office.
People really count on the mail. Just think how important it is to you.
Help us help you. Use zip code. You're in Orlando, Florida, behind the scenes in Orlando's post office. Next to you, a man and his machine are sorting letters at an incredible speed. The man is postal worker Tom McKinney.
1, 2, 3. What's this one here? Merry Christmas. I can't even read it. Who cares? It's probably a bill. 5, 6.
High-speed letter sorting machines like this have been installed all over America.
8, 9.
Oh, my head! Ah, my head! My head is blocked! My head!
If you don't know a zip code, check your phone book. It has a zip code section. Or call your post office.
People really count on the mail. Just think how important it is to you.
Help us help you. Use zip code.
When I started with the post office, we were flying mail in DC-3s.
This is Fred Underwood. He's an airmail expediter at the Kansas City, Missouri post office.
What's really helped is zip code. We can almost always give you next day delivery of airmail within 600 miles. 2-day delivery anywhere in the country. If you properly zip code your letters and deposit them in specially marked airmail boxes by 4 p.m.
If you don't know a zip code, call your post office. Help us help you. Use zip code. Fred Underwood, Kansas City postal worker, probably knows as much about airline schedules as the airline.
Yeah, I used to date this Ozark stewardess. Man, she had a set of thighs on her, and I remember one night she was telling me, she said, you know, you want to get the mail done a little quicker, you know, you give the captain $10 and you'll get it done.
And airmail is moving. Now you can almost always get next-day delivery to cities up to 600 miles away. And 2-day delivery anywhere in the country. Just mail by 4 p.m., use zip code, and mail from a specially marked airmail box.
Man, what a rack she had, man. I remember one night we were cuddled up there in Albuquerque, and man, we just all night long, it was just better than that.
Airmail and zip codes. They speed everybody's letters. If you don't know a zip code, check your phone book or call the post office. Help us help you. Use zip code.